FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court this morning hears oral arguments on a case that puts strict state abortion bans to the test. This one from Idaho bans the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors in Idaho say they don't know what to do when they need to perform an emergency abortion to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Columbia University taking additional steps to limit campus contact amid continued pro-Palestinian protests. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos.
Columbia University offering virtual learning for the last week of classes after some Jewish students said they felt unsafe on campus, like Aiden Hunter, who tells us he understands why people are protesting.
I'd say the majority of my friends, especially Jewish friends, feel a sense of insecurity at this time.
Mayor Eric Adams blaming outside agitators for a violent turn in campus protests.
The Senate passing that $95 billion foreign aid package. This is ABC News. Two countries often at odds with large parts of the world are getting together.
North Korea's state news agency announcing their economic delegation is in Iran. The last time a senior North Korean official visited the country was in 2019, and the visit comes just days after Iran launched more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel, with Pyongyang and Tehran suspected of having close military ties. The two countries are under international sanctions for their weapons programs, and both are suspected of having close military ties to Russia. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Some new fine print is on the way for anyone trying to build up rewards points with American Airlines. Starting July, booking a flight will only earn points if it's done through American directly or preferred travel agency. In central London, four people were hurt when several military horses bolted the city streets. Several vehicles were also damaged by the running horses. One was hit by a double-decker bus. No word yet on what spooked them. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving the area since 1953. Check them out online at NorthwoodCU.com for the latest up-to-date products and services offered to your entire family. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Use of restraints and seclusion in Wisconsin schools went down about 8% last school year. That's according to the State Department of Public Instruction. The DPI's Tim Pirenboom says it happens most with elementary schoolers with disabilities.
Frequent use of seclusion restraint is usually a symptom of larger, more systemic issues, whether that's staffing shortages or lack of proper training for staff members who work with our highest needs students.
Pirenboom says most schools report no cases of using seclusion or restraint. Saturday is Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin. Law enforcement leaders and health officials are trying to raise awareness about opioids. People can drop off their unused medications at 135 places around the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defense. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been, my little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about, because I just didn't sit right with anybody in our, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, baseball from yesterday, Lakeland beat Tomahawk 10-0. Athens edges Phillips 10-6. We had that game on the air for you yesterday. We'll have that archived for you on our website later today. The Prentice baseball team edges Shawamigan 7-6. Ashland beat Cumberland 11-6. Winter Birchwood shuts out Clear Lake 7-0. Rib Lake baseball beating Abbotsford Colby 6-4. Medford over Rhinelander 7-1. And the Holman baseball team, they beat Tomahawk yesterday by the count of 13-8. We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the winter weather didn't show up, but the roads are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, the promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right. 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that, too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right. $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls. Price County Senior Dining. Here's what they got on the menu tomorrow. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. So you'll be all set for tomorrow. Barbecue ribs tomorrow with mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, and apple crisp. All of your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Give them a call. Any questions? Order your meal at 715-339-2167. 58.
Attention anglers. Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, and performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable professional service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon with wind out of the east becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 62 by Friday. Windy with scattered rain and a high of 59. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue through much of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging state citizens to apply now for the 2024 elk hunting season. The application period ends on Friday, May 31st. Complete details when we return, but first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that the application period for the 2024 elk hunt is now open through Friday, May 31st. New this year, the Black River Elk Range will be open to hunting for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. Once widespread, elk were eliminated from the Badger State in the 1880s thanks to unregulated hunting and habitat loss. Reintroduction efforts began in 1995 with the release of 25 elk into the Clam Lake Elk Range. A second herd was established in the Black River area in 2015. The state elk population is projected to reach over 500 animals after this year's calving season, 180 of which belong in that Black River herd. If selected in the lottery, a once-in-a-lifetime elk hunting license costs $49. Winners will be notified by early June. For more information on the elk hunt, visit the DNR's elk hunting webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search elk hunting. Apply by May 31st. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe, go to flunk a school. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say,
girls in the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing, still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you?
Another edition of Reality Radio at 8:20. Busy morning today. Kelly Meredith is going to stop by and talk about all kinds of stuff happening with their weekend events at Fanatical Fish in Butternut. We're going to talk with Rachel from the Embrace Shelter. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we'll talk about some of the services available through Embrace. And also the Cable Museum folks are going to join us. They've got some activities going on. You may not know about that and what's happening over there. So Molly will join us from up there. But we got Craig in here from Bader's Sports Center. Fishing is coming up a week from Saturday, the opener. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
We're doing good.
Well, we're waiting for spring to spring again. It will. It will next week. Things are looking good for that fishing opener.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm starting to see a lot of campers and boats pushing pickup trucks up the road, so people are getting ready.
Yeah, they're making their way up. Some opening up their cabins and getting ready for that fishing opener, which is officially a week from Saturday. And you guys, I'm sure, are stocked up and geared up and ready for them, right?
We're ready to go. Got a lot of fishing gear out. We got a little bit more trickling in the next few days, so we should be ready to go for everybody coming up.
And the bait, too, right?
The bait, always bait.
Yeah. So what's the most popular bait that flies out your door? Is it just the basic leeches and stuff like that, or what do you
look for? Yeah, night crawlers and leeches. Leeches will be a little bit later this summer. Night crawlers, everybody's got the grandkids coming up, and they want to go drown worms.
Yeah, yeah. So you get to, I've always wondered when I see places like yours who have all the crawlers, is that something that you guys bring in from somewhere, or do you have local people that dig them up for you, or what do you do?
No, we've got a local bait vendor out of Hayward that stops over.
So they go out, they spend a lot of time putting the shovel in the ground. Well, they have beds. They have worm beds, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And they make it all happen. So that's always fascinated me. Fishing opener a week from Saturday. So that'll open up what? Opens up what season set on Saturday?
Everything, I believe, except muskie, which opens up Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
All right, bass will be catch and release for the first, I believe, 6 weeks of the season. Walleye is down to 3 statewide this year. Slot limit still in place.
Okay.
Panfish, check the body of water you're fishing on. There are specific regulations. We've got all that at Bader's.
So, I mean, overall, are the fish stressed out? Are they cutting down on the number of fish you can get, or have they pretty much stayed the same?
It's pretty much stayed the same. I know a lot of the regulations in the state were due to the treaty rights with the Native Americans.
Okay.
Upper third of the state has been three walleye for quite a while and a slot limit for quite a while, but now that's going statewide.
Okay. All right. So a week from Saturday is the official opener. All your stuff for fishing you can find right there at Bader Sports Center. So this is also the time of the year that we're getting out camping and all that kind of stuff too, right?
Yep. There's people might not know. They know us for our hunting and fishing stuff. But we do carry some camping items, a lot of cookers, pudgy pie makers. If nobody's ever had a pudgy pie, I highly recommend them.
Pudgy pie maker.
Right. Yeah, it's two slabs of bread and whatever pie filling you want or meat filling, cook it over the campfire.
Oh, yeah.
Out of this world.
All right. All right.
And then s'mores. We have a lady out in Arizona. I believe she used to live in Wisconsin. And she retired. She actually makes s'more sticks, and they're laser engraved with sayings on them, but they extend to 36 inches. They're really kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we got those for sale.
S'more sticks. So you're putting the marshmallows, you're getting your stuff ready for the s'mores. So.
Oh, yeah.
So all right.
We've got tents, again, cooking utensils, and the unofficial state bird should be coming back out soon, so we've got bug spray for them.
All right.
And all the thermocell stuff.
You said that, I thought Robin right away, but then, oh, wait a minute, he's going the mosquito route here. I saw, it was at Sunday when I was out busting my back doing jobs around the yard and stuff. I saw the group of gnats, and I thought to myself, really, one nice day, and just they were there already. So
we've been sitting out on the porch when it's nice out, and we've actually had a few mosquitoes out already, so.
It's amazing how fast they
hatch. Not looking forward to that. Hope they're not as bad as they were last spring.
Yeah. You got some crossbows in, too, for those who are into the crossbow stuff, right?
Right. The new 24 crossbows from 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Excalibur are starting to show up. And we still have, you know, some 22 and 23 models that we're discounting to get them out the door, full factory warranty on them. But the new ones are, they're getting more impressive every year.
Really? And people can test them out right there with your little 15-yard range there that they can
yep.
shoot them, which is always nice because all of them have a little different feel to them, don't they?
Yeah, we've got a couple reverse limb crossbows that are a little bit heavier, but your weight is, or the weight of the bow is supported by your one hand, so it doesn't feel so bad.
Okay, all right. So check out the latest in crossbows coming in at Bader Sports Center. Of course, the handguns and the long guns and such like that, and the ammo all available for you too. As we get into some of the summer, I saw someone was hunting rabbit, I think I saw online the other day, and I don't know, some other hunting season. There's off and on ones that go on throughout the summer, right?
Correct. Coyote season up here is year-round. If you're on public land, you do need a small game license. If you're on your own property, you're free to go.
You're free to get one, huh?
Yep.
All right. What else we got going on at Bader's when they walk in here today?
Well, one thing I do want to mention, the AmVets Ladies Auxiliary Chapter 50 down in the Phillips area. We'll be doing some brat fries this summer. Their first one is coming up on May 3rd. They start at 10 o'clock in the morning. And what's really cool about this is all the proceeds that those ladies make selling the brats and chips and hot dogs, what have you, go to getting our local vets on the Never Forgotten Honor flight. So that's nice. Really important.
Yeah, I saw, I think there was one that went out just a couple of weeks ago, I think, from Wisconsin. I saw a friend of mine was on there. So
yeah
that's a great thing. So the first one is Friday the 3rd at Bader's Sports Center, right on Highway 13 Phillips, next to Pick and Save. They can always check out you guys, on Facebook, too, for stuff going
Facebook,
on,
Facebook,
right?
We have our website up. You can order right off of there or give us a call, stop in. Love to chat with you.
Yeah, what's the website again, Craig?
Badersstore.com.
Badersstore.com. Good place to check it out if you can't make it in there. Last time we got together, someone called about your hours. What hours are you guys open now, Craig?
Okay, Monday through Thursday, we're open 8 till 5. Friday and Saturday, 8 till 6. And Sundays, 8 till 1.
All right. All the stuff you need to stay warm, stay dry. maybe stay cool, whatever it might be. All the stuff, the mosquito getaway stuff, whatever it might be, the netting or the spray, anything to do with the outdoors, hunting, fishing, that's what you guys got, right?
Correct.
All right, a little bit of everything there. And a fourth generation store, too, folks. They've been doing this for a while at Bader Sports Center. So check them out on Facebook, Bader's Sports, you said?
Bader's Store.com.
Bader's Store.com. If you want to check out the website, too. All right. Fun week. This is a fun week to see, as you say, the boats pushing the trucks coming up here. It's a fun time to see people coming up, open up their cabins, see a few faces that we haven't seen all winter, right?
Right. After this last winter when there were no tourists coming up, it's good to see those folks coming back.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a good fishing season, that's for sure. All right, Craig, we're going to have you back in again next week because that'll be the Wednesday before the fishing opener to talk about that. So always good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 Phillips. They are right next to Pick and Save. Check them out on Facebook. Bader's Store.com is the website. Everything you need hunting and outdoors you got right here at Bader's. Let's get our news update. We'll come back with our local birthdays and anniversaries.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court this morning hears oral arguments on a case that puts strict state abortion bans to the test. This one from Idaho bans the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors in Idaho say they don't know what to do when they need to perform an emergency abortion to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Columbia University taking additional steps to limit campus contact amid continued pro-Palestinian protests. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos.
Columbia University offering virtual learning for the last week of classes after some Jewish students said they felt unsafe on campus, like Aiden Hunter, who tells us he understands why people are protesting.
I'd say the majority of my friends, especially Jewish friends, feel a sense of insecurity at this time.
Mayor Eric Adams blaming outside agitators for a violent turn in campus protests.
The Senate passing that $95 billion foreign aid package. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose game two to Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got out to another early lead, but the Pacers battled back to win 125 to 108 to even the series at one game apiece. The Pacers defensively got nasty at times. Damian Lillard.
I mean, I think that's natural in the playoffs. Somebody comes in, you lose a game, you got a couple days to sit with it. You probably have practice and film. The coaches get on your ass about it. It's an emphasis, you know, to make these adjustments and to come out and make these changes. You know, this is what you got to do to try to win the game. So I think it was a little bit of that.
The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton, who grew up in Oshkosh, says his brother was called the N-word by someone at Sunday's game. Game three is Friday in Indianapolis, and he says he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be unbelievable. No doubt about that. I mean, we've had regular season crowds better than what we've played in these last two games.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Pirates 2-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And let's do some birthdays here as long as we got Austin away from the back studio into the front main studio. Barb Beck is celebrating a birthday today. Barbara Beck, happy birthday to you. We had Jessica, Jesse, Sydney, Abigail, and Connie Martinovich, all wishing you, Barb, a very, very happy birthday on this 24th day of April. Of course, it was my birthday yesterday, and this card that Nancy got me. Nancy, our former front office traffic person here, stopped by my house yesterday. It's a pretty good card, Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I wish. So I'm going to, we can share the audio part of this. So I will read you what's on the front. It says, at last, a birthday card that answers the question, where has another year gone? So as you open it, there is a pop-up of a latrine, a toilet, with this playing as you open up. Oh, hang on. Hang on. I got to get this. Where's the card? Over here. There you go.
That is a very Nancy card. That's all. That's the best comment I can have on it, is that is a very Nancy card.
The little toot at the end makes it all worthwhile. Makes it worth. So well, I have
the
that
card just says, any other questions?
So is that any other questions? So it'll be on the front desk of 98Q. If you want to stop by and get a giggle, go ahead and stop by. You're free to do that. We won't charge you admission at all.
You do know, though, that even though it was Joel's birthday yesterday, he is only 28 after all.
I am only 28 after all of that BS, yeah. So who's celebrating today? Who do we have on the celebrity list there?
Well, let me pick through the pages here. We've got Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
Who got a big career boost by winning the first American Idol competition, and she's now a judge on the competition show The Voice.
She's a pretty big deal. I mean, she's no Taylor Swift, but as far as female pop artists go, I think she's very similar in that she was kind of a country-ish a little bit, but now she's all pop.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's still a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. I mean, I recognize her name, and I don't know any celebrities.
Yeah, she's a poor man's Taylor Swift, we'll say. All right. Is that an insult? I guess it kind of is an
insult. To the lawyers of Kelly Clarkson, we did not mean that.
Yes, but, I mean, she's very good. She's very
absolutely
good. Yep. All right.
And let's see, we've got Richard Sturban, Oak Ridge Boys bass singer.
Oh,
he's 81 today.
He was actually a former guest on the morning show here. Many, 8 or 10 years ago, I was looking for the clip of that. In fact, just a couple of months ago, the interview that I did with him. And I think, I'm not sure if I found it or not. Let me see if it's in here.
Could briefly hear Joel's phone going crazy in the background here.
I thought I had it somewhere. But he's one of us. So he did a little oom papa mau mau for me live on our phone interview. So, yeah, nice guy. Nice guy. All right.
Let's see. Well, then we have Barbara Streisand. She's 82 today. Let's see. One of the very few stars to win all 4 major showbiz awards. A Tony, an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Grammy. She also chopped the charts with Evergreen, A Star Is Born, and the disco duet Enough Is Enough with Donna Summer.
You know, I remember when she did that. Because she was always kind of a sappy song kind of gal, love song, and Broadway. And then all of a sudden, here she is, disco now, with Barbara Streisand. And by the way, speaking of Nancy, our former front office traffic director, number one artist for Nancy, that's number one for her, is Barbara Streisand.
I've got one more birthday here. I can't pass up the birthday of Chipper Jones. He's 52 today, 8-time All-Star third baseman, played his entire 19-year career with the Atlanta Braves, retiring after the 2012 season.
Yeah, good player.
Inducted into the Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility in 2018.
All right. There you go. Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's all I recognize. Well, yeah. Another name that I've managed to skim through here is Phil Robertson, 78, patriarch of the Duck Dynasty family.
Oh, the Duck Dynasty crew.
I had to mention that one because I know there's so many people that just groaned.
Well, I don't think they're making shows anymore, but they're still doing stuff, I think, online.
They're podcasts. Still around.
I think there's podcasts and stuff like that, but the original Duck Dynasty shows were pretty entertaining.
They were. They definitely were.
Sigh with the beverage he carried around all the time. So, yeah, good stuff. So, Phil Robertson, it's 8:37 on Reality Radio.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard to reach places with the Swiffer for duster. Love it or your money back.
More of Reality Radio. We are going to talk about some of the fun summer stuff going on at Fanatical Fish here and Butternut. And Kelly Meredith is nice enough to join us in our fancy revised studios. I think I have the right microphone here. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's really like classed up here. You've got a lot of bling going. So yeah. I'm speaking into a gold microphone. So
yes,
it's kind of interesting.
Yes. And it's only about halfway done. We've, okay. The engineers ran out of time when they were here a couple of weeks ago, so they're coming back.
Yeah,
and we're very excited. We're sounding better than ever, hopefully.
Yeah.
But we have an exciting summer with Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. All kinds of fun, I don't want to say classes, but
Well, workshops.
Yeah, workshops. And you were telling me off air that last summer was fantastic.
Great,
had just a great response to this, didn't
And as I was sharing with Joel just before, I do kind of reach out to past students first before I go and do an ad. And already things are starting to fill up. This has been going since 2017. And I remember starting it in 2017 thinking, I don't know. Am I going to get instructors? Am I going to get people to take these classes? And now they've really gained their own strength and they're very popular. And I'm really happy to do this. I think it's a nice little thing, you know. So
it's basically each Saturday. Through the summer, even into early fall. Yep. So people can maybe think about, whether it's getting together with some girlfriends or whatever it might be, or guys too are welcome too.
I do have, not very often, but, you know, men, you're welcome. It just statistically doesn't happen very often. So.
Yeah. So we're going to run through the list, and these are available. I will tell where people can find this, but let's talk about some of the classes. We may hit on a few that people may be interested
in. Just before I do this, I will prompt everybody. I'm running, this is why I'm on the radio today. I do have a full page ad with this entire calendar in your Price County Review.
Oh, wow.
So go run, get your Price County Review. But at least right now I can give you a preview. So the preview, I'm just going to go first to last. Starting, the first one starts May 25th, which is Memorial Day weekend. I hope people are okay with that. But it's a watercolor class with Lisa Krieger, and you will be, this sounds corny, but it's probably really super cool. It's watercolor mushrooms, and I remember mushrooms from, like, as an art form from the 1970s. This is not like that. It's not, let's not do the 70s ever again. Live through them, we're over.
No mamas and exactly. The papas playing
exactly,
in the background?
Exactly. No? And like, I don't know. This is such a dated art thing. I just remember, like, they were a motif, and, like, oh, everybody had painted mushrooms. Anyway, this is not like that. These are actually like an actual painting of mushrooms.
All right.
So that's the next one. Next, we're moving on down to Alcohol Inc., which is super popular. Taught by Denise Johnson, who builds herself as an Alcohol Inc. guru, and as well she should. This one, she's actually doing it on mugs and dishes. So it's a 3D sort of thing. So, you know, it's kind of, as she puts it, you turn thrift shop treasures into vibrant flower pots, planters, jewelry, dishes, etc. So that, I think that would be super fun.
Yeah.
I think they're all fun, by the way. Yeah. So let me just say that ahead of time. The next one is June 8th, and this is my one and only, these are really set up for adults, but this is our one and only youth workshop, and it's a window sparkler, so it's, believe it or not, this person, the instructor, Jean Leland, is brave enough to work with glass with small children. She makes that work.
All right.
And this one is actually free. However, we do ask if you are okay with it, that you make a donation to Catkins Animal Rescue. So that would be your, you know, and that's whatever you want. So anyway,
sure.
So that, when that's children only, if parents of the children wish to come and sit in, they're welcome, but it's not an adult class, it's a kid class. So just so people know.
Cool.
Nice. After that, it's a mixed media class taught by a new instructor. Her name is Coralie Erickson, and I learned of her through other students who had classes with her, and they really liked her. And it's a shadow box with decorative papers, and it's, she brought me an example, and it looks so incredibly professional. You will be so impressed with yourself. You'll have to see a picture of it. It's hard for me to describe, so get your Price County review.
I like that description. You'll be so impressed with yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be dazzled. You'll be like, wow, high rock. The next is June 22nd. It's a pine needle bead driftwood basket. That's taught by Francis Whitfield, who is one of my longtime instructors. This is a pine needle, but you make a basket out of pine needles, but you also embellish it with beads and driftwood, and these are really fun. Next, June 29th, is iris paper folding with Mary Zimmerman, who is also one of my longtime instructors. She's fabulous. In fact, she's kind of branched out, and she's doing her own thing a lot at the Concrete Park now, so she's becoming quite the instructor.
All right.
And iris paper folding is a kind of a Dutch folding paper technique. You can make cards and that sort of thing. So there. Moving on. More on July 6th, more Alcohol Inc. with Denise. This one is called Floral Enchantment, and it's basically you'll practice painting flowers using Alcohol Inks. After that, on the 13th, is Batikish Watercolor, and this is proving to be probably one of my most favorite classes that people are signing up for. Those of you who are familiar with Batik, talking about 70s art forms, Batik was a cool kind of art form where you use wax and dyes, so she's doing that with watercolors. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work. I mean, her example looks beautiful, and I think it'll be cool. Mm-hmm. Very popular. Okay, then on the 20th is Christmas in July with Teresa Bloomer. Teresa's a new instructor for me. Last year was her first year with me. She's lovely. She's funny. She's sweet. She's full of energy. And she does a lot of art with repurposed items. She does amazing stuff. So this is, you'll make a cute Christmas decoration using a vintage grater. That sounds cool. And Christmas greens, ornaments, ribbons, and fairy lights. And all materials are provided. So that could be fun. After that, August 3rd is Diane Mockler with Rolling Pin Basket. A lot of you out there who take art classes, a lot of you know Diane. Diane is a basket weaving teaching guru. She's amazing. So this is a cute little basket that could be used for tea bags and hot chocolate packets and stuff like that. August 10th is again with Teresa Bloomer, is a wine bottle wind chime. This is a class she taught last year, and it's really cool. You actually make this wind chime using a wine bottle. It's really nice, and it's actually a very short class. Very nice, very fun, etc. August 17th.
I like it that you're having that one a little later, because then you'll have empty wine bottles from the previous sessions, right?
So there you go.
So it's a good timing.
It's good. It's very good. Yes. Thanks for that promo.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, next, we have the etched beaded birch bark necklace. This again is with Francis Whitfield. And it's just as it sounds. You start with a birch bark medallion, and you do some beading around it, and you make it into a medallion. The following is August 24th is Fabric Painting and Beyond. So again, this is with Mary Zimmerman, and she does a wonderful job of teaching you some basic painting techniques to create either a tote bag, a sweatshirt, an apron, or she's also going to have you, you can have the option of painting on glass or wood baskets. So that will be very fun. That's the Beyond part.
Right.
After that, DNA beaded bracelet. It's called DNA because the bracelet itself ends up creating a twist that resembles a DNA strand. Okay, those of you who don't are science challenged, okay, I won't even go there. So hopefully, so now those has no reference. You have no idea what I'm talking about. It's really pretty. Go.
Okay. All right.
On September 7th, it again is with Lisa Krieger. She was the first one with the watercolor mushrooms. She'll be doing Magical Winter Wonderland. It's this cute little paint along with her sort of thing, and it is a. I'm looking at it. It's very pretty. It's a tree and a deer, and it's a beautiful scene. And you use glitter at the end as finishing touch. Who doesn't like glitter? Come on, that's fine.
Yeah.
On September 14th is a class called Zen, and this is also with Francis, and it's a watercolor class where you create this image with step-by-step instructions. It's called Zen because it's got some rocks and it's very balanced.
All right.
September 21st is watercolor techniques, again with Mary Zimmerman. And you start off by learning watercolor techniques in the morning, and then in the afternoon you create 2 5x7 paintings of your own choosing. So
nice.
She gives you the techniques in the morning, and then you actually get to apply them. And then the last but not least is on September 28th, and that is alcohol ink and stenciled magic. This is using stencils to do some of the cool alcohol ink sorts of things. So there, and if you didn't really understand all that, go pick up your Price County Review. And I've got a full page ad. So.
Well, you missed one class in there. It's at Kelly Meredith, how to paint your own mural on your back of your garage.
Someday, right? When I retire from murals, I will start doing some classes. But now it's just way too much to try and do. So.
For those of you who aren't familiar, Kelly, if you see a mural in the North Woods, you probably
it's
did
probably
it, right?
Me, yeah.
It's probably you, right?
It's probably me.
It's probably you.
Probably me.
Yeah, quite a talent that you have. And I know my wife asked me this a couple of months ago. She said, does she go out there and just paint them all right there? I
no,
said, well,
not anymore. Yeah, I did in my youth, climbed on scaffolding set outside. Now 99% of them are done in my studio on metal panels.
Yeah.
And so that's why I can have I have the gallery open. When you come to the gallery, I can see you. I won't bother you. So I keep painting, and you get to browse, and there. I pet my cats and pet my dog.
Do you have any murals that you're currently working on?
Yeah, it's actually in Medford. It's actually a local one. So Medford, I'm doing it's a train depot mural. So I just finished the train. It's a big, gigantic steam locomotive, and right now I'm working on the depot part. It's probably 1913, blah, 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 train depot scene. It's really fun. So Medford.
So where is the farthest away you have a mural from
Belize. The country of Belize. Yes, sirree.
You did one
No, that one I went on site. I knew another guy. Unfortunately, he's just passed away. But he was sort of like a graphic artist who did some painting on the sides, and he always went to this resort in Belize, and he asked me to come along with him and do these murals, and I hardly knew the guy, if you have a chance to travel with someone you don't know, turn it down. Don't ever go to a foreign country with someone you don't know really well.
Okay.
Learning curve. This is 20 years ago.
All right. With that aside, the mural still turned out good.
It was an incredible experience. Yeah. Really cool. It's one of my treasured life memories, but it was very difficult working with somebody I did not know. So that was tough.
Yeah. What about in the U.S.? What's your farthest one away in the U.S.?
Actually, believe it or not, Fremont, Nebraska.
Really?
Which is just north of Omaha. It's called the Avenue of Flags, so it's very large. It's like 75 feet long, and it's people holding flags because it's along this street called the Avenue of Flags where they line the street with the flags of people, fallen veterans. So that's my furthest, for Fremont, Nebraska.
Very interesting, very interesting. So, well, quite a lineup of classes that you have, and like you said, these are taught by instructors. You have come in.
Yes.
You're just kind of on the side painting your mirrors.
I'm just there to host. I have, these are really, they are, what you were saying earlier, a lot of the time they are social events, well, they're largely social events, and what I find is a lot of people, I have company coming up this week, what should I do with them?
Sure.
And so, you get your friends together, you come, I do have wine, refreshments, they're very social, people are so nice, and it's really designed for the curious beginner, the person who's already bought the supplies and now wonders what to do with them.
Yeah.
So, really super fun classes. I'm really happy where this has gone. I feel feel like we've built together, we've kind of built this nice little community of, you know, art people who want to do creative things.
Very cool. So, Fanaticalfish.com.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook, too, if they want to check it out.
Yep.
And want to stress, too, register ahead of time because there's a point, there's only so much space for them.
Right, exactly. And I, yeah, especially, I, there's a registration form on my website, Fanaticalfish.com. And I do ask people to register ahead of time, because it determines whether the class is canceled or not. So you can't just show up. You have, and by registering, you actually have to pay ahead of time and everything. So
right.
Please do that.
Well, a great service, and we're thrilled that it's become so popular and people enjoy it. So
thank all of you who have been students, and I thank all my instructors.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. All right, Kelly, always good to, visit with you.
Yeah.
And if people want to stop by your gallery there, are you just kind of there random hours?
I am there all the time. In fact, I'm going to go to Katkins right now and pick up laundry, and I'm going to take it back to the Butternut Laundry. And I'm going to go to work. So if you want to go, give me an hour.
Yeah. So you're. What's the address of your?
It's 108 North Main Street. For those of you who are familiar with Butternut, it's just across the street from the feed store.
So. All right. Fantastic. Always good to see you, Kelly.
Good to see you. Yay.
Thanks for stopping in. Fanaticalfish.com.
Check out Butternut.
In Butternut, Wisconsin. Yes. Exit 3A. 3A. Yes.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah.
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route and a poorly thrown rolled up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round the clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon with wind out of the east becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 62 by Friday. Windy with scattered rain and a high of 59. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue through much of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
It's 8:54. We're gonna catch up with Rachel from Embrace another week because she is not feeling very good today, so she's gonna take the day off today. So we'll catch up with her later. But it's a debut of a new segment here on Reality Radio, and it's called Dust It Off. D-U-S-T. Dust It Off. I was going through our some of our cabinets yesterday and was discarding of some old stuff and was finding all kinds of CDs of local regional artists, and it was bringing back some great memories. And I thought to myself, we need to talk about this. We need to honor this a little bit. And many of you know who Jeff Walker was. Jeff passed away several years back, and he was maybe one of the most talented musicians I've ever known in my life. One of those guys who could just play a song. He'd hear it, and then he could just play it. Whatever instrument you wanted, he played many, many different instruments and was a very talented young man. I'll say young man. And polka was his thing, polkas and waltzes. Did a little country here and there with Red Higgins, too. But Jeff had a show here on 98Q for several years, along with Frankie Barocca. And I was good friends with Jeff. Our relationship, like with many people with Jeff, was very good most of the times. Tumultuous at times, but that's the way Jeff was, and that's the way Jeff rolled. But his artist ability, his talent was incredible, and I was honored. I remember the day that he came in here and said he's going to do a new CD, and he said, I looked at him, and when he said he was going to do a new CD, and I said, oh, you're back for more cash, huh? And he said, that would be a great title for a CD. And I hold it in my hand, his CD called Back for More Cash, which he did in September of 2004, 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago. And he features a picture on the CD of him sitting in the 98Q studio, which is now the old one because we just gutted it a couple of weeks ago. But it's the only CD, I think, in the world that has my name listed in there as a credit for naming it and others. So let's listen in on a cut from there. Chico was a longtime artist and friend of Jeff and played with him for many years. They didn't do vocals a whole lot, but every once in a while. So this is a song from Jeff Walker's Back for More Cash CD called My Darling Anne. And I think it might play. There it is. All right, there we go. First time playing a CD off the new board here. Dust It Off with Jeff Walker. debut of our Dust It Off segment from 20 years ago, a song that was part of a CD called Back for More Cash, made in Willard, Wisconsin, under the direction of Richie Yerkovic, Jeff Walker, and Chico on the vocals there, and other songs on that. For many, many years, they were a part of Flambo Rama and his